Why do we practice? What do we do here in Sesshin? Or at any sitting? Are we trying to gain something? To find something? Dane and Henry Roshi calls Zen practice investment in loss. But are we really trying to lose something? How can we gain something that we have always had, that we've always been? How can we lose something that we never had and never existed? Today we'll work on case number 10 in the Woman Guan, Ching Shui, alone and poor. The case reads, a monk, Ching Shui by name, said to Cao Shan, I am poor and alone. I beg you, Master, please give me alms. Cao Shan said, Venerable Shui. Ching Shui said, Yes, sir. Cao Shan said, You have already drunk 3 cups of the finest wine in China, and still you say you have not moistened your lips. Wu Min's commentary. Ching Shui is submissive in manner, but what is his real intention? Cao Shan has the penetrating eye and thoroughly discerns the monk's state of mind. Be that as it may, just tell me, where and how has Venerable Ching Shui drunk the wine? Wu Min's verse. With the poverty of Fan Dan and the spirit of Xiang Yu, though he has no means of livelihood, he can hold his own with the richest. Cao Shan, whose Japanese name is Sozan, lived from 840 to 891 in the Common Era. He was a Dharma heir of Dongshan, and along with his teacher, a co-founder of the Cao Dong, or the Soto school of Zen. Very little is known about Cao Shan, or even how much he actually contributed to Dongshan's teaching. Nevertheless, he is given credit for popularizing them. A monk, Ching Shui by name, said to Cao Shan, I am poor and alone. I beg you, Master, please give me alms. What is it to be poor and alone? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Zhao Zhou, in describing his own great enlightenment experience, said, Suddenly, I was alone and in ruins. A truly realized person can be called poor and alone. Such a person walks alone, sits alone, eats alone. The Buddha said, Above the heavens and below the heavens, I am the only one. Alone indeed. A monk asked Bai Zhang, What is a matter of special wonder? Zhang answered, Sitting alone on this sublime peak. Bai Zhang is perfectly comfortable in his aloneness. In case number 25 of the Blue Cliff Record, the master of Lotus Flower Peaks declared, Taking no heed of others, I place my staff across my shoulders, I go straight ahead, deep into the recesses of the myriad peaks. The master is alone, relying on none but himself. In our sitting, are we not alone on our mat? No matter how many people we might perceive around us, we are, in the last analysis, utterly alone. In our Zen training, one of the most important things we learn is to rely on ourselves, which is to say, we rely on our practice, for that is the clearest and most profound expression of our true self. Teachers are there to help. Sangha sisters and brothers are there to help. But none can walk the path for us. What is it to be truly poor? Is it only the monk who takes a vow of poverty and owns no property who is truly poor? The monastic life is a great help, but it's not a requirement. Genuine poverty is to hold nothing, cling to nothing, carry nothing. It is in the practice that we become truly poor, but not poverty-stricken. We become truly alone, but not lonely. Jesus spoke of the widow who threw two mites into a donation box for the temple, while others gave of their abundance. The widow gave of her poverty. Only the truly poor can give of their poverty. To give of one's abundance is what we normally think of as charity. We write a check for whatever we think we can afford. We volunteer some spare time. We donate old clothes or old toys. We give of that we possess. And we give with expectations. Not necessarily with an expectation of a reward for ourselves, but we expect some sort of future result. Someone has helped, fed, clothed, educated, or whatever. To give of one's poverty is to give of that which we cannot be said to possess. And that is to give with no expectations whatsoever. Does a cloud possess rain? When a cloud gives rain, is it conscious of giving? Does it have expectations about what should grow and what should not? The widow gave everything in the moment. She gave as this very moment. We give of our poverty in this very moment, as this very moment. In this moment, there can be no past giving and no future expectation. This is dana. Relinquishment. Poverty is found in this moment. It is found as this moment. To be poor in the spiritual sense is to recognize impermanence. Is there anything that I can be said to possess permanently? My car was recently stolen. A few years ago, my bicycle was stolen. If I truly possess them, how is it that they were taken away? What we think of as our possessions are really just on loan. Can you name anything that could not be taken away from you in a heartbeat? Money, job, health, loved ones, even this very life. The monk, Ching Shui, claims to be poor and alone. I am poor and alone. Give me alms. What is he asking? Is he still lacking something? If we cling to our possessions, our wealth, ourselves, that's not it. But if we cling to our poverty and our aloneness, that's also not it. Cao Shan said, Venerable Shui. Ching Shui said, Yes, sir. The call and the answer. Cao Shan calls Shui, Yes, sir. Ryu Yin calls Master, Yes. Mahakashapa calls Ananda. Ananda responds, Yes, sir. You call, I answer. I call, you answer. One calls, another answers. Calling and answering. Does it ever cease? In every moment, does not the great reality call out to us? And do we not answer in every moment? Or is it the other way around? Does the mirror call or does it answer? You have already drunk 3 cups of the finest wine in China, and still you say you have not moistened your lips. It is so simple, so close, that it is darn near invisible. Wu Min's commentary. Ching Shui is submissive in manner, but what is his real intention? Cao Shan has the penetrating eye and thoroughly discerns the monk's state of mind. Be that as it may, just tell me, where and how has Venerable Ching Shui drunk the wine? Submissive in manner, but what is his real intention? There are those who accuse Ching Shui of being a bit sneaky here. Is he testing the teacher? Bragging? Or is he really in trouble, suffering a dark night of the soul? Maybe a bit of both. But it doesn't really matter. Either way, the question is real. Each of us is poor and alone. There is not a cloud in the empty sky. From the very beginning, there has never been a single thing. How do we deal with that? Where and how has Venerable Ching Shui drunk the wine? Are we ever not drinking the wine? Can we possibly avoid drinking the wine? In the play Auntie Mame, the main character at one point declares, Life's a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death. Yeah, in spite of sitting at the banquet table, we feel hungry, incomplete, lacking in something. There is nothing lacking. It is only that we have succumbed to the notion that we are separate from the great reality, and therefore we naturally feel incomplete. No matter how much you gain in wealth, fame, sex, food, you will feel incomplete. If an arm is severed from the human body, is there anything that you can give it that will make it complete? No, you have to reattach it to the body. But it is through our practice, the giving up of all notions, ideas, scenarios about a separate self, that we can reconnect with our birthright. That is to say, it is only when we are truly poor and truly alone that we can truly drink the wine. Woman's verse. With the poverty of Fandan and the spirit of Xiangyu, though he has no means of livelihood, he can hold his own with the richest. The poverty of Fandan, the spirit of Xiangyu. Fandan gave up promotion to a high government post to care for his mother. Xiangyu was a great general who, knowing he faced total defeat and death in an upcoming battle, spent his last night relaxing over dinner with his mistress. In Chinese legend, they are held up as examples of contentment in poverty and equanimity in the face of defeat and death. But then we have to go beyond such considerations of contentment or courage. We have to go to where even they are seen as empty. And how do we do that? Though he has no means of livelihood, he can hold his own with the richest. No means of livelihood. No means whatsoever. No support. No reference point. Nowhere to stand. The flower is not supported by its stem. The person of great strength does not lift a leg in walking. Only with no means of livelihood, nothing to cling to, nothing to do, nothing to be, can we hold our own with the richest. And who is the richest? Who is it that has the wealth of a billion worlds to hand? Dogen said, "The treasure house will open of itself, and you will be able to enjoy it to your heart's content." What is this treasure that we can enjoy? What is this three cups of wine? Do not wait for some future moment to find out. We have one day left in this session. Find it in this moment, and this moment, and this moment. This moment is all there is. Just continue. Together with all beings, we realize the way.